Bill, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
What is the SEIU?
Service Employees International Union.
And how many people do you service?
Here in Michigan, we represent 517M represents state workers in kind of three sectors, if you will, the scientists and engineers. We also represent the technical workforce and also members in the human services support area, generally thought of or referred to as the unemployment insurance agency personnel.
All right. In these trying economic times where jobs are scarce, we find collaborations. And there was a collaboration in Dearborn where the administration of that school district told their union folks that, you know, you're going to have to pay more in insurance because it's costing us more. The union said, whoa, wait a minute. They went out. They found another insurer. Partnered with the administration, saved millions of dollars, got better coverage. And I find it interesting that your union is partnering with other unions to try and not only save money, but save jobs.
Exactly. We've partnered with Ask Me here in Michigan, the UAW, and also MSEA, all of who represent state employees, to come up with new solutions for Michigan, what we consider are better strategies coming right from our frontline employees to make our state agencies leaner and more cost-effective.
Now, there are those who say dealing with one union is a challenge. When you get multiple ones, how are you going to get anything done?
Well, I believe that we have good cooperation and solidarity among us as far as something that we can all work together towards as far as a common goal. One of the things that we talked about were prioritizing frontline services, you know, really what our workers do on a day-in and day-out basis. And one of those key areas that everybody agreed to is that we can reduce our management-to-staff ratio or essentially increase that ratio and become become a more leaner place to do work. When you realize, the average staffing ratio now for Michigan departments is approximately 5.87 supervisors or managerial staff to every one frontline worker. I got that backwards, but anyway, it's 5.87 frontline workers for every one staff. And if we can move that just one point, all right, to, let's say, 6.87, that represents $75 million we can save the state. And we're not saying terminate and get rid of managerial or supervisor workers, but we can blend those people right back into the frontline service workers where they came from before they were promoted and continue to save the money. Now, when other states, such as Texas, has a minimum staffing ratio of 11 to 1, you can see what kind of money that begins to represent on behalf of Michigan when we begin to make that type of move a priority for the state of Michigan.
Do you represent the management staff also?
No, sir, we do not.
And it has been said that many feel that the administration is picking on union workers. Do you agree with that?
Well, you know, in order to start the process, it has to begin someplace. I don't feel that we're being picked on, per se, but I do feel that when we are going to be asked to make sacrifices, we should also be able to be part of the solution. And, you know, if we can, nobody knows our job better than we who do the work. I wouldn't presume to try and come to a radio station and tell you how to do your job, or vice versa. And when we can take the frontline workers who have devised solutions or new strategies, such as all of the work that gets contracted out on behalf of the state of Michigan, there's $1.1 billion with a B dollars in state service contracts. If we can save 10% of that, all right, which is not a lot, that begins to add up for real dollars on behalf of the state of Michigan.
I have seen statistics on both sides that say state workers make more, have better benefits than the private sector? I've seen evidence to both. So from your perspective, what is it?
Well, there was a study done by a gentleman from Michigan State University. Charles Ballard is his name. And with one of his gratis students in 2009, and it talked about wages and things of that nature. And it actually was pointing to the fact that, indeed, the state workforce or state employees actually make less than the people in the private sector. For instance, people with bachelor's degrees, which everybody in our scientific and engineering unit must have minimally, they only make on par, looking at similar job functions, et cetera, for the state, only 72% of what they could actually make in the private sector. And depending on other positions, such as master's degrees or people with doctorate degrees, they make even far less. The people with master's degrees for the state of Michigan, we only make 62% of what we could make out in the private sector. So there is good, raw, hard data derived right from the state of Michigan with respect to their facts and figures that point in the direction that while we have excellent benefits, compensation-wise, we're not compensated at that of the private sector yet.
All right, Bill, final question for you. There's the perception of the state worker driving in a state vehicle going 5 or 10 miles slower than the speed limit to try and kill time and taking long breaks and just wasting the taxpayers' money. It's a perception. What do you do to change that?
Well, somehow we've got to keep people motivated to work, so to speak. I think sometimes in my experience, I find that state workers tend to drive somewhat faster than the other people. But anyway,
And I use that as a platform. There's the perception out there that the state worker is lazy and wastes time and therefore wastes tax dollars. Now, we've learned a lot since Governor Snyder has been in that workers are doing more. They have a lot more responsibility. They're getting pay cuts. So how do you change that perception?
Well, I think we have to do a solid job in educating the citizens of Michigan as to what exactly our job functions are, what we perform, what the reality is of what we do on behalf of the citizens that make their day in and day out life, so to speak, less worrisome. For example, some of our food inspectors with the Department of Agriculture, making sure that the restaurants or the prepared food deli type things, such as like at the Myers stores, are all meeting codes and things of that nature. All that has to be done. And, you know, as you said, we are indeed a much leaner workforce compared to what we were. So we are trying to become indeed more efficient. And we've talked about getting together and sharing across state agency lines, a better way of doing customer service through collaboration between different agencies, just with our frontline employees. And all of this, you know, going to make Michigan a leaner, more cost-effective place to do business, not only for the businesses, but also on behalf of the state employees, saving Michigan money.
Bill Rufus, president of the 517 Michigan SEIU local. Bill, stay on the line. I've got a question to ask you off air, but thank you.
Absolutely.